Here we are live from the Detroit Regional Chamber, Mackinac Policy Conference. Just a great event again. Sandy Baru outdoing himself. And we're at the parlor of Grand Hotel. For 30 years we've been at this end of the parlor, bringing you all the excitement. It was great having our governor with us, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, a moment ago, and great having the president and CEO of DTE Energy, Jerry Norcia. Are you having a good time? Is this going well for you?
Yes, very well. Good morning, Paul W. How are you today?
I am excellent, thank you.
Good.
It's great to be sitting across from you. It's a big week. The new summer electricity rates going into effect this week for DTE and Consumers Energy. And temperatures are expected to hit 90 degrees. Does that ever concern you? I mean, you walk around with all of this information and you go, everyone's going, oh, wow, it's going to be 90 degrees. And you have to go, oh, wow, I hope the power in the grid holds up.
Yes, we've done a lot of work and continue to do a lot of work each year to prepare for the summer peak. We make sure that our power plants are in tip-top shape and also our grid. We've done a tremendous amount of maintenance between last summer and this summer, and we continue in that journey. We'll invest about $1.5 billion this year in the grid.
$1.5 billion.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure everyone always thinks about all the things that you have to juggle, obviously. And that is, while you're doing all of this, while you're maintaining the services that we expect of you because we pay our utility bills,
yes, sir,
blah, 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 though the usual, you know, understand that. You're also transitioning. You're looking for cleaner fuels. You're running a company that needs to make major changes, a major transition, if you will, in the midst of still serving your customers.
Yes, it's really, really an exciting time to be in the utility industry. And when I talk to our employees, you know, we're really undergoing two fundamental transformations. One is the way we produce power, where we're moving to cleaner sources of fuel, starting to retire our coal plants, which have served us really well for the last 60, 70 years, and moving towards renewables, wind, solar, and also natural gas, high-efficiency power plants, and continue to run our nuclear plant at Fermi. So that's a really exciting transition in itself, and that's about a $9 billion transition over the next 10 years. And that'll drive cleaner fuel, fundamental reduction in emissions. Then the second half of that transition is, as you mentioned, is really building a grid of the future. And, again, we've got about $9 billion planned to invest over the next 5 years and invested $5 billion in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Just incredible amounts of investment, historic levels of investment that we haven't seen since after World War II, if you will, when the population was growing and expanding in the state of Michigan.
And all of that aside, and you can't put it aside, we're talking about billions of dollars, what we really care about is reliability.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
No matter what you tell us, Jerry, of all these great things, if our power doesn't come back on after it flips or clicks or is off for an hour or 10 minutes, we get upset.
Absolutely. And, every day, our people, and I'm grateful for our people in the field who do this work, and of course all the people who support our field people, every day the grid gets better. So when we enter a circuit and we do the tree trimming and we do the high quality maintenance and we replace poles and wires and transformers, what we see is fundamental improvement in reliability, 70 to 80% improvement after we make those types of investments. And so I would expect that every day customers are going to have a better experience with us, and what we need to get to is perfection. Because that's what our customers expect, and that's what they deserve. But we're on a journey, and one thing that's real evident to me is when I have customers come up to me and say, geez, you know, you trimmed the trees, you replaced the poles and wires, your crews were all over this circuit, and during that ice storm, my lights didn't even flicker. You know, so thank you for that. But
that
I don't get that
feel,
very often, but I get the opposite.
It
makes me feel that these investments do work, and to get that customer feedback is important to us. Now, we can monitor that, obviously, with our instruments, but we see it, but it's also nice to hear it from customers.
I'm stunned to hear that there is technology out there that some places are using and we're moving toward.
Yes.
When there is a breakdown in a certain substation or area, and I don't know the terminology, but the point is,
yes,
there's a way to go around that.
Correct.
So that it doesn't snowball into problems in far greater areas.
Right. Well, it's one of our key initiatives. So as these storms, Paul W., have become more and more regular, what we used to once call historic storms, I said to my team, stop calling them historic.
Yeah, I don't want to hear another, once every 500-year storm, and then
right,
we have another one the next week.
Exactly. So we're getting these storms every 1 to 3 years. And in light of that, when we look at what other utilities have done in places like Florida, Texas, and the coastlines like California, New York, New Jersey, what they've done is they've automated their grid. We haven't done that yet here in Michigan because we haven't had to. These storms weren't regular. Well, now they are. So what automation means, what you're referring to, is if you have a tree that falls on a wire, takes the wire down, and a few poles, you may have 1,000 people on that circuit. What we can do with automation from our Detroit Control Center, which you should come and visit, it's a beautiful place, where we can operate all this equipment.
It's been years since I've been there.
You should come and see. We just renovated. We just built a brand new control center, state-of-the-art control center, 2 years ago. And so anyway, from that control center, you can isolate, say, 900 of those 1,000 customers in minutes versus waiting 48 hours to be on a priority list. The other 100 customers may take us 24 hours to get to them, but it'll make restoration so much faster. And that's what the coastal utilities have done that we have not yet done here in Michigan. And so in 5 years, we expect to have our entire grid fully automated. So that's a very large program for us. The other thing is, we've been on a 7-year journey to really accelerate and enhance our tree trimming, and we're 5 years through that 7-year journey. So in 2 years, we will have been through all 46,000 miles of our grid and have completely trimmed it to this new standard. And I think those two things will have fundamental impact on reliability.
Jerry Norcia with us, president and CEO of DTE Energy. You know, for those of us who aren't in the business and just kind of step back and observe, and we all add our 2 cents, the one thing that we keep talking about is underground wires.
Yes.
And I think about Florida and our place in Florida, and I'm thinking, yeah, I don't see any wires in the neighborhood at all. It's all underground. Do we take some of that tree trimming money and put it into trying to put as many lines underground as possible that won't be affected by tree trimming?
Well, actually, great point. So about a third of our grid is underground already. So of the 46,000 miles,
a third of it is underground.
Is already underground because in the late 60s, early 70s, the state passed a law that said all new developments, all utilities have to go underground, you know, including power lines, cable lines, so on and so forth. And so we find that a third of our grid is underground. Now, a third of our grid is relatively new above ground, and relatively new means we built it from the 70s forward. And the other one-third is really old. This is in cities like Royal Oak, Detroit, Birmingham, the Grosse Pointe, Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to systematically replace that system. It's about 15,000 miles. And we're going to try to put as much of that as underground as possible. We're going to start in Detroit. We're going to do a five-mile pilot and try to drive the cost down and see how much of this we can get underground.
We wish you the best of luck. We depend on you, Jerry.
Thank you, Paul W.
I know you know that.
Well, we're up for it, Paul W.
You don't take it lightly.
We do not.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else before we go real quick? All set?
All set.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, Paul
W.
You know all the best. Thank you so much.
Jerry Norcia, President, CEO of DTE Energy here at Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference in the parlor at Grand Hotel as we continue one more hour here for us on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.